Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dan Wiederer, Bears beat reporter and enterprise writer for the Chicago Tribune.
You're going to be relying on a lot of young players, guys that have to materialize into who they thought they were.
The Bears are who we thought they were.
How many weeks in November and December did we say, just be normal?
Yeah.
Like, it's okay to lose a game because you were outplayed and you didn't do something crazy at the end. You know, just be normal. And it was not normal.
On-air contributor for 670 The Score.
We'll mention this mainly because Chicago Tribune writer Dan Wiederer said we would mention this nugget.
We'll go first to Dan Wiederer. Go ahead, Dan.
Dan Wiederer.
Get your track shoes on.
On 670 The Score.
We now go to the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. That is where we find our friend, former co-host on this very show earlier in the week, Dan Wiederer. Dan, thanks for joining us.
Happy to join you. I'm out here beside the back practice fields here at House Hall, and it's a beautiful spring morning for this.
Oh, that's fantastic. I could picture you out there with the other reporters all lining up on the sideline and the Bears sort of making their way out of the field, doing some stretches, getting in their position groups and going through the drills. I love all of that. But Dan, and you, as you know, Layla, Dan is also the co-host of the Take the North podcast, which he and I performed together yesterday. We even on the Take the North podcast, did discuss the Pope. We had to. We thought it was our duty to do that. Dan, what is the buzz out at Hallis Hall? Don't tell me there's not Pope buzz going on those sidelines as we speak to you right now.
Like, is it obligatory for us to ask Ben Johnson about his Pope take?
100%. If that doesn't get done, I will be so disappointed in my favorite beat.
Well, these are the days that I think we miss your presence out there to be able to do that gracefully and fit it in at the right moment.
You're right.
I think that's out there. Grody, I was actually thinking as I was listening to you guys talk on the drive up here, like, do you think the Pope has listened to Take the North? Like, maybe after the Thanksgiving game last year, like, he's venting. He's like, you know, I got to go see what these guys are saying after that horrific loss at Ford Field.
Dan, that's the thing. We've all obsessed over whether or not he's a Cubs fan or a Sox fan. We're missing the lead here. What brings the Chicago together? Since this has been like the most Chicago 2 days ever, and nobody is asking. Nobody is digging deep. And I guess I'm complicit. We don't know if he's a Bears fan, and that's the answer that we need at this point.
Well, and yeah, you need to know whether he's a Bears fan. Then you need to know his listening habits, the hours of the day, what podcast he's got queued up. And I mean, man, like, there's a lot of ground to cover, and you hear me say that a lot. But this is, I think, the most meaningful ground that we will attack in the recent or in the next few months.
I'm glad to hear that things are abuzz for many reasons at Hallis Hall. One of the things that I noticed, Dan, was the fact that the Bears got a lot of their signings out of this rookie class out of the way early. They signed 5 players, including their first-round pick in Colston Loveland. You know, I remember last year when Caleb Williams didn't sign until July. I know it wasn't that big of a deal ultimately, but it's just another thing you can get out of the way and then focus on getting ready for the season.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a box check, and those things never really become a major issue until you get into July, and then you're starting to get a little bit hairy there, and then when camp starts, you expect everyone to be there. So good job getting those guys locked up, and now it's all about developing them and then figuring out what you got in this draft class that can help you make strides forward in 2025.
And I see that the Bears have Austin Reed back out there once again, and Matthew Downing as well, another one of the quarterbacks out there.
Tryout player out of Elon, which is down there in Burlington, North Carolina, not far from where I worked once upon a time. So I'm very familiar with the Elon program and folks that have been around there. So Matthew Downing's going to sling it around a little bit this weekend.
That's fantastic. Yeah, 16 touchdowns to four picks, 2,490 yards for Elon. I did my Elon research.
Love it.
Matthew Downing is the name of the quarterback. Dan, what are you looking most forward to seeing or finding out, if there's anything that you will be able to find out today or throughout this weekend from any of the rookies or from Ben Johnson?
Well, right now I've got my eyes and ears on Eric Bieniemy giving the business to Deion Hankins, rookie running back out of Texas State.
And
I think when you talk about this coaching staff, you're trying to get a feel for how they coach at practice, right? And this is all new for us to observe how this staff kind of does things. This is new for Ben Johnson. He's never been a head coach before. So I'd imagine in these next 6 weeks, there's going to be some trial and error, some adjustments, trying to figure out how does he like to run practice? How does he like to oversee practice? That's worth keeping tabs on. Obviously, with Loveland out, you're going to shift your attention immediately to Luther Burden and figure out what he looks like moving around on an NFL field. You're going to look at Trapillo, I think, is also another fascinating one, because he's a guy that's got a lot to gain here in the next 6 weeks, right, to try to carve out a potential starting job for himself. And so today I think you'll get your eyes on what he looks like moving around, what the feet look like, where they're going to position him if they're in team drills at any point, and just getting the first glance at that.
I do think Eric Bieniemy will be a focal point, especially this rookie minicamp, given how much we've talked about that running back position. Kyle Monongai, obviously, one of the guys who ended up inking his deal already with the Bears. So how will he talk to these young players? You know, are you going to see the good cop, bad cop dynamic when it comes to Bieniemy really coaching and being aggressive in a way? Like, this is also, I think, one of the first times you get to see the balance of the coaching staff play out.
Yeah, and look, like, you want to feel out which guys have a presence on the practice field. And I think the reputations say that Eric Bieniemy will be one, Antoine Randall L. Harris will be a couple other guys that you notice out at practice. And again, like, this is, whole staff is kind of together for the first time. And so they got to go through this and feel out, you know, what works best. And as they go forward, there'll be a good opportunity to see that through.
I believe the quote from Eric Bieniemy said it in many different ways, Dan, when we got to sit down at the tables and meet some of the assistants and that nice little spread the Bears had for us that day. I believe he said it a couple different ways, but one of the ways was, I mean, look, hey, Eric Bieniemy, just summing up what he said, I'm cool, I'm good, but if you start to do things wrong, I'm going to be on your ass, right, Dan? Am I getting that right?
That was one, and then there was another variation of that later. I don't think we've ever really circled back on that, so maybe we got a project for Adam Sadzinski to update our podcast intro with some real good Bieniemy sound that will give people a tone-setting intro to the podcast.
You know what's funny, too, Dan and Mark, is that one of the big storylines last year at Hard Knocks was the coaching of the running backs. And that was a big piece of it, was – again, a group of running backs. You had to have an odd man out, unfortunately, and I remember, you know, how that also affected the show. But then that was one of the positions where I think you really did see, I don't know if it was aggressive, I don't know that it was bullying, but it was something where it was very active trying to motivate guys.
Yeah, Chad Morton was aggressive. That's a good adjective for, you know, you saw that very up close and personal with Ian Wheeler through some of those Hard Knocks things. Look, like, I think we're 2 weeks away from the OTAs here. We'll see what the participation looks like there. It's very different coaching a bunch of rookies this weekend, many of whom are just here on a tryout basis and trying to get noticed, and a bunch of veterans who have been paid and are used to doing things a certain way. And so that will be fluid and evolving as well as this coaching staff gets their arms around this entire team.
Yeah.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40. period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Yeah, and what do you think is realistic for left tackle this year? I mean, we obviously Isaiah Trapillo is out there, good old number 75, and he'll I assume that nothing is organized out there yet as to where maybe you have seen Trapillo out there. Do you think we're gonna see him at left tackle out there today in that practice?
I mean, I'd imagine he'd get some work there for sure. I mean, this is one of the biggest question marks you have on an offense that you did a lot this offseason to upgrade and address. And so, look, like Braxton Jones walked out of the spring a few years ago and won himself a starting job as a fifth-round draft pick and rookie. There is no reason a second-round guy taken in the top 60 of the draft doesn't have the same or higher expectations to be able to do that.
Yep.
And so, like, I'm looking at Trapillo as a week one starter until he shows me otherwise or until someone on the coaching staff gives me a reason otherwise. You know that Braxton Jones isn't going to be out on this practice field for several months yet. We don't know what he's going to look like when he returns from the ankle rehab. And then we don't really know a lot about Karan Amagaji. We didn't see him practice at all last summer. We saw him very sparingly in games. And so there's no reason that Isaiah Trapillo shouldn't walk out here over the next month and a half and really try to put his claws in a starting job.
So if you've got 3 days, you know, and you're Isaiah Trapillo, and it's very much just trying to kind of get your bearings about you, what is a reasonable expectation for what he can learn or what he even absorbs over this time?
Yeah, I mean, the rookie camp for these draft picks is usually all about just being able to sit in a classroom, understand what those days' expectations are, what the playbook looks like, and just be able to show your coaches that you can transfer that to the practice field without a massive amount of feeling overwhelmed, right? And so I think that's it as much as anything. This is an orientation process. It's the NFL, so we tend to view every time that there's an event that's open to the media like it's some massive proving ground or spectacle. But this is really just like those couple days when you went to college and you had like orientation just to figure out where the dorms were and how you would get on the bus to go to your classes. That's a lot of what this weekend is, and it gives us an opportunity at the end of each practice to talk to people. And so today, Trapillo will be one of the four players that speaks, as well as head coach Ben Johnson. And I think you guys have both heard me say that, like, every time we get a chance to sit down with Ben Johnson, you feel like you learned something. And there's things to learn about how he's going to coach this football team.
All right. I know this was really requested, and perhaps it got lost in the shuffle of all the breaking worldwide news yesterday. But it was very popular earlier this week. Dan has released his mock schedule.
You're darn right he has.
And we went deep into it on yesterday's Take the North podcast, which was great to get Grody. I blew Grody's mind a couple of times. I think the most mind blown he was when I talked about November 9th and a visit from the Aaron Rodgers-led Pittsburgh Steelers. How about that guy?
So this wasn't just a mock of a schedule. You're just giving quarterbacks to teams now.
That's what we're doing. That's what we're doing.
He went
Layla,
deep.
You try to stop me.
I won't.
And by the way, I did have the Bears losing to Aaron Rodgers because you can't pick against Aaron Rodgers. We did the whole thing.
You guys, not only did you mock the schedule, you've already decided that Aaron Rodgers is a part of this future scenario.
Dan did, for the record, because Dan put the work in. So I can't take credit for that. However,
you went along with it.
Oh, no, I did. I'm complicit. I just don't want to take credit for Dan's creativity. But we did it, you're right, on the podcast. And I picked win or loss for for each and every game. So you'll just have to listen to the podcast if you want one. I don't think I came up with as many wins as I thought I would, Dan.
It's a daunting schedule, Grody. Yeah. It really is. When you look at their opponents and then you also see their opponents on the road, you understand the steep climb that's ahead of this team. I've got them in my mock schedule opening the season in the NFL kickoff game against the Super Bowl champion Eagles, in case you want a very early measuring stick for this football team to see where they're at. I've talked about Ben Johnson versus Vic Fangio. Let's go, right?
I love that.
Let's lift that curtain and go. I do have the Bears playing on Thanksgiving, but at home, at night, boom, at Soldier Field. I think we're all pumped for that one. If the NFL schedule makers would listen to me for once. And then, obviously a couple games against the Packers, as you know, and a trip to Vegas to play the Raiders. And I put that one, guys, on Monday night so that the Chicago fans that love to travel can travel early, do Vegas upright, and then just hang around for Monday night's kickoff.
You put it on Monday night, November 17th.
Let's go.
I think that's a big part of this, is that you decided to cleverly put the Vegas visit in a colder weather month.
And Ashton Gentry's going to run wild against the Bears, and they're going to regret not moving up and taking Ashton Gentry, Layla.
See, and that's what Grody does. He takes the game that I throw out there, and then he dunks it through the rim and tells you the result.
So now you guys have Aaron Rodgers on the Steelers in this mock schedule, and you've decided how many yards or carries or what the kind of performance is that Ashton Gentry is going to have.
24 carries, 162.
This is getting very prognostification-like.
I'm starting to give it away here a little bit, but I think I had, when we went through it, I did have Ben Johnson beating the Detroit Lions twice this year.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
How do you feel about Matt LaFleur?
I am so into this budding rivalry between LaFleur and Ben Johnson. Like, I feel like those comments that Ben Johnson made at his introductory press conference were just sort of, like, playful, but a little bit of edge to them. And I feel like they just struck a nerve with Matt LaFleur, and I love that they did for both guys, because I think it's like a little bit of a hornet's nest that's been kicked over. I've got that game, the first meeting between the Bears and Packers, coming in week two, because why are we going to wait any longer than we have to let that go?
Do you also, just really quickly, think that there's any chance, you know, Jadeveon Clowney news happened yesterday, Panthers reportedly releasing him. People are asking, but I don't think the likelihood is very high. What do you think about Jadeveon Clowney being a possible Bear?
Yeah, I don't think the likelihood's very high. I feel like that's been kind of on the radar the last several years. He's kind of been bouncing around here in the latter stages of his career. Something you're going to look at. You're going to see if the price tag comes to some place where you feel like it's worth talking about more seriously. But I think they're probably where they're at right now with that group, and going to try to squeeze the most out of what they've already got. And we all know that that's going to require some development of guys like Austin Booker, right, to take a big jump in year two and at least carve out a rotational role in that pass rush.
I just remember something, Dan. You and I, we had other plans on the podcast yesterday, but we got sidetracked by the Pope as well. I mean, the Pope has powers, man. But one of the things that we had meant to comment on, and I'll just ask you about the, speaking of the Steelers, the Aaron Rodgers-led Steelers.
In the scenario of the mock schedule, the Aaron Rodgers-led Steelers.
Good job by you to remind the audience that we're talking about a pretend schedule. I'm glad you did that. Go ahead, Dan.
I was going to say, don't also forget that I forgot to put this in the mock schedule, but I think the Pope comes to the Browns-Bears game at Soldier Field a couple days after Christmas, right? He gets the holiday stuff out of the way.
Okay.
Says, hey, guys, I need to get out of here for a couple days. I got to go see my football team play.
Christmas
and maybe
hangover.
maybe we get the Pope and Simone Biles somewhere down in the tunnel.
Oh, my goodness. And the Pope brings out like a big bucket of holy water and he's splashing everybody with it. He's got the things out.
Oh, my
just kind of hosing everybody down and everybody's
hey,
doing...
You guys asked for this. I'm just delivering.
No, I want to know. I want to know what you think about the Steelers trading George Pickens to the Cowboys.
Right. So my first instinct when that news broke a couple mornings ago was man, that's why you feel like Aaron Rodgers is maybe calling some shots already, despite not being signed by the Steelers. If they're making moves like that, DK Metcalf already in the building there. It's going to be fascinating. Like the sixth graders in the carpool the other day, we're talking about they can't possibly go to the starting gate with Mason Rudolph as their quarterback, wow, can they? And I was like, no way. There's no way they can.
So
sometimes you sound these things out in weird forums, but they gave me some enlightenment on where the Steelers needed to.
I mean, the sixth graders are right, though. This is
right.
And Mike Tomlin's like, nope, this is our quarterback, and he's super serious. So just like in this scenario, does Mike Tomlin get in an argument with the sixth graders? Like, what happens?
That's a good question.
Is this in the mock schedule?
It is not. There's sometimes I really have to bite my tongue in the carpool. They throw out some really cockamamie stuff about the NFL, and I'm like, I'll just let them have this conversation. And other times I gotta interrupt. There was actually a Justin Fields debate the other day, and I was like, man, I gotta sit this one out. I did this for too many years. I can't do this again with these kids.
Wait, do they want to call into the show? It's the summer soon.
We can get them on.
Dude,
sixth
graders are intimidating, man. Don't get sick because they're like, that's like the height of meatballery. Because don't you remember being in sixth grade? Like, that's when like you're just so.
That's why I want to hear this.
Okay. All right.
I'm not a parent. I'm like the fun, ridiculous aunt. I'm like a Chicago party aunt.
Yeah.
I want to listen to these takes.
Well, I'm America's uncle. So you and I have something in common there, Lil.
See there?
Yeah. Dan, what? Really quick, what were they debating?
We're your mischievous family.
What were they debating? Were they doing Caleb Williams v. Justin Fields? Do I want to know?
There was at least one in the car who believed that the Jets were primed for a really big year with Justin Fields as their starting quarterback.
Okay.
Oh, see a little optimism out of the sixth graders.
I hope so. Good for Justin Fields. I'm not seeing it either, but I hope Justin Fields goes out and throws for 4,000 yards.
I texted them
some of my articles from 2023. Said, read this and we'll revisit this tomorrow.
They'll read one paragraph, man. Short attention span, these kids.
Put it on TikTok. Yeah. In the meantime, sixth grade Layla is cheering on Major Burns, the safety out of LSU undrafted, who signed with the Bears.
It's a guy I want to ask Dennis Allen about tomorrow when we talk to DA, because I'd imagine his eyes are there this weekend trying to figure out what that looks like. Is that a guy that can win a job coming out of the spring and summer?
And great name. Just great to have fun with on the station as well. So yeah. I think, you know, anytime you can have a guy named Major, a general might be in there somewhere. Love a good officer name.
Ask about the Pope, and if you can't do it, tell Carm to do it. Mark Carman would probably do it. That seems like it would be in
Carm might be at the conference still.
No, he's out there. He was sitting in my seat out at Hallis Hall. I just got a picture from him. I don't know what the hell he's doing sitting in my seat, but okay.
Fight.
So Brad Biggs always talks about his favorite two military men when we're out at a boring practice in late May, probably a couple weeks from now, and he talks about Major Disinterest and General Malaise.
I'm into the general malaise.
You're the best, Weezy. Thanks for coming on, man.
Dan Weir, right, with a look from Hallis Hall and the Bears rookie minicamp.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.